when the idea was first presented to you, what was your initial reaction?
Well, was this the best time for us to be doing this? Because we've considered it at other times, and you know, I think it is a good time for us. I think our franchise is ready to make a big move. We feel like that we have a good team, but I think we're going to be a better team this year than we were last year, and we just want to keep climbing and keep improving. And I think it's an interesting story for people around the country to see what's happening with our franchise.
Rick, with the pass to Hard Knocks, the teams themselves, when they actually played in the regular season, they don't have a great track record. I think it's 73 and 71. Does that concern you at all from a football perspective, or do you not see any relation whatsoever?
No, I will say this. Over the years, historically, there's been, you know, some concern about, you know, competitive advantages that people may have from watching the show. And what I will tell you is that those concerns have really been mitigated by two things. I think we're in a different age now. Access to our players and what we're doing in practice is just so much increased that I don't know that they get that much more information. And then secondly, over the years, as we've talked about this and obviously making the decision or having the invitation to do it this year, the level of trust that's been developed by us watching the show, as well as the conversations that we've had with respect to their, you know, information and knowledge of what's competitively, you know, a problem and what's not. And then again, we have a part of the editorial process that if there's anything that's there that we think might hurt us, you know, from a competitive standpoint, we have the ability to make sure that gets eliminated.
And I'll note, we will not take credit for the last five teams to appear on Hard Knocks to have a better record than the year before they're on Hard Knocks. But we also don't feel we're in any way to blame should a team have a rough season. We have so much respect for what it takes to win football games that if we thought it was a distraction or affected on the field performance at all, well, the league wouldn't allow it. The teams wouldn't allow it. I don't think we would allow it because we grew up under Steve Sable and his respect for the teams and what the sport means. Every play of every game has more importance than whether or not you appear on Hard Knocks when it comes to your win-loss record. It's a great television show, and it's for the fans. And we're going to, as I said, our second goal next to making a great television show is to stay out of the way.
What's different about this year, this team, this coaching staff that made you make this decision for this time as opposed to years in the past?
Well, I just felt like number one, I think we have a terrific coaching staff. I like them very much, and I think that we have a number of players. You know, JJ is almost the face of the league. He's certainly the face of our franchise, and we have a number of interesting stories. You know, we have three good quarterbacks that are going to be here competing for position, and we have other. We've brought in veterans like Vince Wilfork, you know, who would come in and work with some of the younger players and give us a little strengthening in the middle of the line. We've got other, you know, people in the defensive secondary and some young guys coming along. I just think there are a lot of interesting stories there that fans around the country will be delighted to see.